But I believe that you, the people of this country, are wise enough and determined enough to vote for the party of your choice.
Times come when it is necessary to speak out and in direct and forthright terms, like trumpets with unmistakable notes. And I believe that this is one such time. Nobody who holds sacred the dignity of human life can be anything but sickened. Murder of the most savage and treacherous sort leaves us stunned with disbelief and brings revulsion in the minds of anyone deserving the name human. This bestiality, worse than anything in recent history, stinks in the nostrils of hell. But are we deafened with the voice of protest from nations who call themselves civilized? We are not. Like men in the story of the Good Samaritan, they pass by on the other side. One listens for loud condemnation, one listens, and the silence is deafening. One listens for loud condemnation by the President of the United States of America. And again, the silence is deafening. One listens for loud condemnation by the Pope, by the Chief Rabbi, by the Archbishop of Canterbury, by all. And again, the silence is deafening. I do not believe in white supremacy. I do not believe in black supremacy either. I do not believe that anyone is better than another for drinking and food. I believe that those who govern or who seek to govern must prove themselves worthy of the trust of the human race. One looks for real leadership. Revulsion from a less than human